This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
1.
100
word stories. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. My name is Lawrence Simon, and normally I write a 100 word story here for your enjoyment, or one of the other regular contributors will bang one out and send it to me for broadcast or whatever you call this podcasting thing. But it's Saturday, so it's time for the weekly challenge, where I give out a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. God, we've been doing this now for what, 17 weeks? Most people read their own stories for me to add to the podcast, but others are in the Jehovah's Witness Protection Program. Never heard of it? Well, that's where the Jehovah's Witnesses keep hounding people, giving them books and knocking on their door, and the person just has to move and hide. So I've got a perverted midget read their stories for them. The person running and hiding, not the Jehovah's Witnesses. Believe me, you don't want this guy knocking on your door. The topic of this week was about the colon. Once again, we hit double digits. 10 contributions on that subject. Hey, we're keeping it up here. So, who goes first? Well, let's check the results from the poll last week. Some people got one or two votes. Planet Z got 4 votes. That's 4 people needing therapy. Kolek got 6 votes. Ellison got 7 votes, but Caroline got 8 votes. Congratulations, Caroline. So, from an itty-bitty island parallel to Vancouver Island, here's our winner, Caroline.
Blind date. They met at the Shalimar for coffee. She thought. A redhead. I've always found they had a funny smell to them. Very nice, he thought. I don't think it's mutual. So, he began, what kind of music do you like? Country, she lied. How about you? Different kinds, from 60s to classical. Impressive, she said. This is going to be a long night, he mused. She continued, and you do? I'm a doctor, specializing on the colon. Suddenly, his eyes looked really blue. His hair sparkled in the light. She had had irritable bowel syndrome for years.
There's your winner, folks. Once we present the winner, we move on to the rookies. We only have one rookie this week. It's Tom from the Footnote podcast. Let's hear what Tom put together for our enjoyment.
XOXO by T.A. Marquette. There it was on her laptop screen. A single word email. Laura's smile broadened. A deep purring sigh rose in her blushing throat. Yes! There it was, Rudy's reply. Colon PCW. Laura's fingers flew across the keyboard. Colon PCW. UPI. YPP. She had entered. For a moment she pondered the need for an emoticon, but disregarded it as overkill. With a click of the mouse, the send button depressed on the screen. Holding hard, she hesitated. Silly girl, she said, and released the mouse button to rocket her reply to Rudy. I guess our kids will be dyslexic typists too.
That was Tom of the Footnote podcast, our rookie for the week. I know y'all have been missing Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops, so let's let her tell her tale first. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hello, it's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops with my entry into this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The title of my story this week is Jim Bob's Dilemma. Jim Bob wasn't what you'd call a smart fellow, but he knew something was wrong with his gut. It was time to visit the doctor. The doctor asked questions, did an exam, and told Jim Bob he needed a colonoscopy. After the procedure, the radiologist handed him a copy of his report. Jim Bob, not exactly a proficient reader, became upset. "What's all them funny marks between the words? It's bad! I'm gonna die!" Somewhat perplexed, as the test was clear, the radiologist took it back, looked at what Jim Bob was pointing to, smiled, and said, "You're fine, Jim Bob. Those are just semicolons."
Thank you, and welcome to the Hee-Haw Podcast. No, just kidding. All right, Kolek from the Collective didn't have the time to record his story, and you know what that means. Let's lay down a tarp and let the midget do his thing. Ugh.
Murray surveyed the carnage and smiled. 50 aliens dead, including 2 biotanks. The ambush worked spectacularly, but it was the intelligence he recovered that was the real victory. He had long wondered why the aliens didn't just level this section of the city, once called the Colon for its miles of human refuse and filth. But he now knew why. They were after a delicate artifact hidden here, one he guessed might have the potential to win the war. He turned and began heading back to base, through labyrinthine routes he had memorized, not noticing the shadowy figure trailing him.
Thank you, Midget, posing as Kolek. Now, let's see, who goes next? Ah, Laiana returns once more for me to pronounce her name wrong. Let's see what Laiana has in store for us today.
Hi there, I'm Laiana. This is my 100-word story submission for this week's challenge number 17, the topic being colon. "Your hair looks great when put up," he said from the doorway. She threw her brush down and ran past him to the bathroom. There was a door slam, lock click, and the radio went on. "Damn it," he groaned as he trailed her. This was another one of those failed moments when he somehow said the wrong thing. She probably heard words like, "usually ugly." "Honey, I didn't mean it that way," he reasoned. "Let's talk about this." Moments later, the radio was replaced by a flush. She popped out, all red-faced, and said, "Sorry, trouble with my colon."
It's not even Colon Health Awareness Week, and we're getting all these stories about colons. All right, well, next up is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast.
Hi, my name is Caleb, and I'm from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast.
Now available in a wide variety of colors, shapes, and sizes with options to fit any budget at blacktiemartiniclub.com.
And I've got a 100-word story for you about the colon.
I met a woman who claimed to be a colonomath. She said that she could read anyone's future by examining their colon. She could tell you all about the great triumphs and tragedies to come. Your love life, your work life, how and when you'll die, even how you'll be remembered after your death. Needless to say, I was fascinated. Would my podcast ever be successful enough for me to quit my day job? Will it garner me the fame and sexual desirability that I've always dreamed of? I said, "Okay, I'm game." And made 2 dots on the paper.
Yes, but how did he make those 2 dots? Okay, then, whatever. Okay, Andrew Ian Dodge from Dodge Blogium is next. You can catch him on, well, the Dodging Reality podcast. And he's also a veteran of this site. Let's hear what he's got about the colon.
"You did what?" asked the cultist to his cow companion. "I let the white worm inject me with one of its symbiotes." "Why the hell would you do that? I mean, I exist to serve, but I'm not much of an ass-kisser." "What is the big deal? It lives in my colon and feeds off my food. I get more strength and can breathe underwater. It's an honor to be a host." "Doesn't it grow up and kill you?" the cultist asked, aghast. "Oh no, we'll be with me forever until I die. We're forever paired."
I guess that's the answer to it crawled up there and lived. All right, next up is Steven. He had been sending me his story in zip files, and my antivirus program had been killing them. But now he's sending his files in straight MP3 format, and I got it. And here it is.
Hello, this is Steven. This is my submission for podcasting.isfullofcrap.com's 17th weekly challenge. And I call this one Double Entendre. Jane looked over Billy's work. Somehow he managed to cram two rabbits, a bundle of carrots, and a hand trowel into his colon. She'd never seen such care taken to put these items into such an innocuous place. Normally she would have just looked over it, but it just caught her eye this time. No one else she knew could put so many things in such tight quarters, but she supposed that Billy was an exception. Jane sighed as she placed Billy's handwriting assignment out of the pile with the rest of the students' work. No one should draw that small.
Boo. Yes. Okay. Next up is Houston Keys. Now, Houston Keys is a little busy this week, so the part of Houston Keys will be played by a perverted midget.
The crappy piece of punctuation called a colon stared at me from the typewriter paper. I was stricken with writer's block. Afraid to let my family know of their impending financial doom, I randomly banged keys, sounding as if I was making headway with my Melvillian classic. Actually, I was only causing the ridiculous colon key to randomly smack against the paper, flinging greasy drops of dark indigo ink into the air. You might say my colon was spastic. The unfortunate aspect of my writer's block is I write technical documentation. Damn you, disclaimer. From hell's heart, I strike at thee.
You're probably wondering, where's Ellison's piece? Isn't he always in these weekly challenges? Well, folks, wonder no more. It's time for Ellison, a blog to Ellison, which is ellison1.blogspot.com. You can get all of the contributors' URLs and websites and podcasts available from the archive site. The address there, as you've heard several times in various pieces, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Oh, and here's Ellison.
Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Today's story is En Route to the New World. The master of the ocean sea stood on the deck of his flagship, arms akimbo. He inhaled sharply, tasting the salt air. Soon he would be planting the flags of Castile and Aragon on the soil of El Dorado, he thought. His eyes glistened at the thought. Honor. Wealth beyond avarice. Suddenly he was racked by his daily spasm. He barely had time to get his bare arse positioned over the side before his guts twisted again, sending a stream of bloody flux into the sea. Cristobal Colon hated his colon. He would have been better off with a semicolon. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap, and this is Ellison signing off.
That was Ellison from Blog to Ellison. Well, you know what time it is. He's taller than the trees. He'll put you on your knees. He's the keeper of the keys. He's sailed the seven seas. He's guaranteed to please. His name is
Planet Z. Kelvin the Ice Sculptor doesn't just work with ice. Sometimes he paints. His first painting was called Period. It's a black dot on a white canvas. The second painting was called Colon. It's two black dots on a white canvas, one over the other. His third and final painting was called Ellipsis. Three dots on a white canvas, but arranged horizontally instead of vertically. The gallery hung Ellipsis wrong, rotating the canvas 90 degrees. An honest mistake. Kelvin didn't think so. His disgust was punctuated with screams and wild swings of his fists. So, Kelvin ended his spotty painting career.
There you have it. 11 stories about colon. Thanks to everyone who rose to the challenge and sent in their stories. Job well done. Now I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a bit, but until then, you can head to the archive site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite one from this week. And also you can check out the links of folks who have their own websites and podcasts or whatever. When all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 18th weekly challenge and pick the topic for the 19th. See how it works? It never ends. There's more to do at the archive site than just vote, you know. There's all my archives of 100-word stories up there. Over 700 to choose from? Oh my god, I'm gonna run out of space. All the past weekly challenges, podcatcher subscription options, and you can rate this podcast in Yahoo and Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle. Speaking of the pickle, newest fan, Mikey from Mikey Pod on the Bayou. That's at MikeyPod.com. You know, he's leaving Houston soon, so he's probably going to drop the Bayou part from his show title. Check him out and give him a few suggestions what he should change his title to. Well, that's all for this week. Good night, and as always, keep it brief.